So let's talk about the power of story. Talk about the creative approach, and as an aside, the voice selection process. Do you, you know, is that arduous, and you know, how do you go through that? Because it's such an important piece of things like the Sprite bottle campaign, and I mean, again, visually simple, just a great idea and executed so well.
Yeah, the voice. We always go through the voiceover process and say to ourselves, like, okay, so after that painful process, now we've figured it out. And then you go through it, and you know, then you embark on another, you know, search for a voice, and you encounter a whole bunch of different problems. So there's never, I don't think there's ever a right or wrong. I think that, you know, in the production process, ideas become special or not, and you have to kind of be at the mercy of whatever the idea is, and just try and be true to it. And it means the process is always going to be unique. One of the Dan Boots film that we did, which is kind of the first piece of work we did, you know, we had a piece of music on it, and the client and us were just going, it could, you know, can this be better? And ended up working with the composer, who were then at Amber Music, now Falling Your Sword, who actually put his own voice to it as just part of the seeing how
process,
it would go,
yeah,
with the music. And it was just fantastic, you know, and he ad-libbed, you know, throughout the thing, and it made it special because it kind of mirrored what was happening visually. Visually, there was this kind of, you know, visual, yeah, you know, like a vomit, if you like. And he just came out, and it was kind of a you know, a never-ending sentence, if you like. But the passion was there in his voice, and it just felt so authentic because a lot of it was spontaneous.
And that was, it was used. You used that scratch original vocal as the final.
Yeah, there were a few adjustments on the way, but pretty much.
And you've coined another phrase, visual vomit. I mean,
that's great. One of the things that I think you've got to, you know, that we try to remind ourselves of is, you know, work with actors, you know.
Yeah.
There's a difference between actors and voiceover artists.
Right.
And, you know, the performance is so important. It's not just about the texture of the voice.
Right, right.
And, you know, that's something that we, you know, we try and carry on as we go. Because like you say, it's so crucial.
Yeah, it just makes
how you feel about the spot. Yeah.